You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got a couple of special guests in the studio. Morena Joseph Moore and Laura Daniels, how are you?
I'm good, how are you doing?
Morena,
very well.
Good to be here.
Hey, it's nice to have you up here talking in your capacity as Two Hearts today.
Yes.
Now, who is Two Hearts? What is Two Hearts?
Two Hearts, it's a comedy act, we do, but in who don't believe they're a comedy act. We're a very successful pop music duo is kind of the vibe. And if you come to our shows, you're coming to a concert.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Now, it is Comedy Fest at the moment, and you've just been doing this down in Wellington. How have the shows been going down there?
Wellington, yeah, it was a dream.
It was lit. Wellington are really good at going to shows and being good audiences.
Yeah, there was a Saturday night, every single show in the Comedy Festival was sold out in
That's
Wellington.
That's amazing.
Which was, it's unheard of. That's never happened before.
And That's then, so cool.
I can't say the same for Auckland. I feel like the Auckland sales for all the shows need to pick up a bit.
Up your game, Tomoki Makoto.
You heard the folks there. You can grab yourself a ticket through the Comedy Festival website if you would like to head along. What have been some of your highlights of, I guess, creating this show and putting it out? Because it's pretty hard to avoid the elephant of last year, which is not a lot happened.
Yeah.
In terms of live comedy, you were both, busy on TV and doing that stuff as well. But getting back out in the theatre must be pretty special.
Oh, it's so lovely. Such a nice feeling. And I think that is exactly right. We were very busy. Joseph, particularly, you're working on three different shows just before we put this one up. So there was a lot of, I think you slept 4 hours over the 3 days before we opened the show, because it's quite tech heavy.
We wanted to look like a pop concert as much as possible. And then we're like, that means there's constant video playing the entire time. So we need an hour's worth of graphics and visuals happening behind us. And we got these.
We have a little team that works with us on it, and really good people. Like, our tech guy does all the 660 stuff.
Oh, sure. That's
and
legit.
We're like, now get ready for an even bigger concert, bro. Now you're with the real deal.
That's awesome.
And so it looks bonkers, but
it looks insane.
That's what we wanted. We no subtlety is is our dream.
Honestly,
it's just nice to be in a room with people live doing live jokes.
Yeah, hard out. And I think you get a special kind of buzz around festival times, because everybody's able to sort of if they can nip into each other's shows, and you get this kind of you get a real sense of the community that we've been so missing over the last year.
Absolutely.
Who has been anyone that you've managed to catch on your rounds at the Comedy Fest, or people that you sort of are like, when you're buying a ticket for our show, you should also get a ticket for this show? Anybody you kind of extremely excited
for?
Oh,
yeah, sure. I saw Tim Batt's show down in Wellington.
Tim Batt.
And he's so good, and he's in fine form at the moment. And just, it's so nice seeing his shows, because, he's so kind of outspoken in the best possible way. Mm. And his Comedy Festival shows, you're sitting in a room with people that want to hear what he has to say. So sometimes if he's on a lineup, it's maybe him being more combative against the against the crowd. But it's so awesome just being in a room with everyone who's so on board with Tim Batt raging.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then there's also obviously it's so good to just take a chance on some people.
If
you haven't heard of someone, what's the worst that could happen is that you just have a fun story to talk about afterwards.
Exactly.
But you got the Billy T's, Billy T noms. So James Misterpick, he's a great one to watch, so he'll be on the week after this. And Lana Walters and Josh Davies and Brent Stent,
many cool people.
Heaps of cool stuff to see.
So kind of pivoting back to this big pop concert that's going on here in Tamaki, so you've got your big visuals, you've got all your numbers. How do you guys write your songs, because they're hilarious and they're so I don't know, they somehow hit that zeitgeist button pretty hard. How do you go about writing those tracks?
We're quite hard on ourselves, aren't we, is what I've discovered. it takes a while now.
A lot of pacing and humming melodies.
We tend to ideally we like to get a joke in every line kind of thing.
Yeah.
But it is, it's pairing up what style goes with what the joke is. Mm-hmm. And we've got to, should I tell them about our new song?
Yeah, go for it.
Yeah, we had this idea that we were I was something around landlords. That's what we're all talking about it at the moment. And I was like, oh, what if it was a big worship kind of Hillsong style?
Oh my God.
And we've gone full noise.
To prepare, I watched Hillsong music videos on YouTube for 5 days back to back.
And your now algorithm must be screwed.
The Facebook, now I keep getting Christian dating websites on Facebook. but we've captured that essence pretty well. And we did this big kind of song about like worshipping your landlord.
Amazing.
And afterwards, you were kind enough to inform me that our landlord is, in fact, a Christian musician.
Oh.
I was like, I thought you knew. Oh, well, I hope he doesn't come.
I think you might like it. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
This is the thing about Auckland, that it's small enough that people are probably like, hey, I've got that landlord. Can't be that many Christian musicians. Maybe there are. That's a different story.
They're a landlord. They probably own multiple homes. Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
They're probably the wealthiest musicians.
Yeah. This is going to be a great show, and it is happening two nights this week. There is Thursday at 7 p.m. That is the 13th. And then on Saturday as well for your big Saturday night rages.
There's smoke cannons.
Whoa!
There you go. That's it.
She's miming how the cannons work for those listening on the radio.
Sorry, I'm more of a visual kind of describer.
This is going to be great. The show is called We're Pregnant and the Baby is Music.
Yeah.
Excellent name.
Yeah.
Two Hearts, Laura Daniel and Joseph Moore. If you want to go grab tickets, comedyfestival.co.nz is the place to go. Thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us about it this morning.
Thank you.
Have a great couple of nights.
Cheers. We'll do. Thank you.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.